Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are tying in to listen to the Women Entrepreneurs Show. This is Julie Brainlady Anderson, and I am your host of the show, your hostess of the show. I am so happy to be with you on another beautiful day here in life. Every day is beautiful when you wake up breathing, right? So we are happy, we are positive, and we have another great interview for you today on the program. What a topic! How to protect yourself as a woman in business in a man's world. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guest in just a minute. I just want to always do that little bit of housekeeping. In case you're new to the program, stay on till the end of the show. The end of the show is when we talk to you about how is it that you can connect with our guest, how you can stay connected here with women entrepreneurs or become part of this movement, part of this group. So be sure to hang with us until the end, all right? Okay, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Our guest today is Helen Hudson. And in 2019, Helen received an internet lead after having been a realtor for just 6 months. She scheduled a showing with a potential buyer and met him at the property. She arrived early and immediately felt uncomfortable about the area and safety of the neighborhood. When the buyer arrived, Helen went inside with him to view the property. A few minutes later, a truck drove up and two men jumped on the porch and the property. Oh my goodness, what a story behind this. Helen was alone and in a vulnerable situation in a home with three strangers. She realized at that moment that no one knows where she's at or who she's with. Thankfully, nothing happened to her at that day, but other realtors have not been so lucky. This was a pivotal point. Helen then researched safety solutions, and everything she found fell short. She created her own apps that empower users to proactively take of their safety when alone with a stranger. Safe Showings was designed for realtors for just this purpose. So I am really interested to hear the background and the story between that Helen has. So Helen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Julie. I'm honored to be with you and speak with you about my passion for safety. It is in those moments where we have a situation where we just know that things could have ended so much differently that sometimes that's when the ideas are born. When you realize there's a problem in the market that you need to solve, that's when it's a good idea for a business.
Yeah, this is amazing because this is something that as a non-realtor, right, as someone who isn't in that field, would never really, you know, we'd never really think about that or have it come to our mind. I mean, of course, you're a realtor. You're going to show houses. Why shouldn't it ever be safe? And so that was an interesting introduction. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Helen, and just what led you to become, a realtor to begin with.
I had been in the transportation industry, companies like UPS, for about 25 years, and it was a bucket list to move to Charleston, South Carolina, like a lot of other people. And I wanted to get my real estate license, become a realtor. That was another goal of mine. So I had only been a realtor for 6 months when this situation happened to me 3.5 years ago. And I've always had an entrepreneurial mind. I don't know if there's other listeners on the call. I'm sure there are. There have been ideas in the past that have come up, but I haven't really moved on it. And when this situation occurred to me 3.5 years ago, I knew I'd found my purpose. I've been looking for 20 years for what can I do to make the world better. I just didn't know that it would be a technology solution because that's not what I think I'm best at. But, you know, with working with the developers and coming up with a tool that can help us be proactive about safety, I'm confident that this can save lives. It can deter crime.
Oh, I would think so, because you probably could use this type of app. I mean, you could probably expand this. My brain's just going into all different kinds of situations. I mean, not just showing, but, you know, delivering food, delivering groceries, delivering whatever when you're ever in those situations. So listen, we heard in the bio that I read, right, we heard a little bit about the exact moment when you realized, hey, there needs to be something done. Can you kind of expand on that experience and how you came up with that idea of safe showings?
Yes, when that situation happened to me, and I knew right then and there that nobody knew where I was or who I was with, I thought about my personal safety from a different standpoint. I knew in that split second things could have ended tragically for me, and that's what inspired me to do research. I left that situation knowing I had to think about my personal safety over the sale of a property. I went home and literally did research through Google to see if I'm alone, if others in my industry have experienced situations like I have, and I found out over 38% of the 2 million real estate professionals in our industry have had situations like I have. That's a big number. 38% have had situations where they feared for their safety. Then I found out by doing my research, over 200 have been murdered in the last decade. And it's not just women that are at risk. We cannot know that we're working with a criminal just by talking to them on the phone when they're a stranger. I teach realtors to take control of their safety. An example is before you ever meet a buyer, when you're in the safety of your office, you're scheduling the showing, that's when you take control of safety. You let them know that, hey, I use Safe Showings, the Realtor Safety app. I'm required to get an image of everyone before we go inside the home. That tells every person you're working with, you're in control. Don't mess with me in a nice way. It also tells every criminal that might be targeting you that you're a high risk for being caught, so therefore they will look for an easy target, and that's how you deter crime and save lives. And, Julie, you mentioned that this app could be used for other industries. We do have a second app. I'm not sure if you know about it, but it's called FaceSnap. It does exactly what Safe Showings does, minus a couple of features that realtors use. So FaceSnap can be used in Uber, Lyft, dating sites, Facebook Marketplace, anytime you meet a stranger, a repairman coming to your door. And it works for both parties, the driver of Uber or the rider. It works for everyone, and right now it's free in the app stores. It's called FaceSnap, FaceSnap.
That's awesome. That is, my brain's just going into all these different scenarios, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners the same, where something like this would be very, very beneficial. I mean, we were just listening to the news this morning, my brain's thinking, something like this could have been good in one of the situations that I heard about this morning. So it's a brilliant idea. Very glad that you put this together, and I'll definitely look up because, any more when you're buying something or selling something on any of these websites, you just never know who's on the other end and who you're really meeting. So this gives you that extra layer of protection. That's great. So now yes. Let's kind of switch this. It's a wonderful app. I think we've got the idea of what it is. If you are a realtor, check it out, safeshowings.com. If you are just selling something on Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, OfferUp, whatever it is, check out the Face. You said Face Map?
Yes, like taking a picture of your face, because that's what our app does. I didn't really talk a lot about the functionality of both of the apps, but there, if you can press buttons, you can use either app. Safe Showings and FaceSnap are on the app stores, both for iPhone and Android, and both of them work pretty much the same. The idea is, again, if you're in a situation as a realtor, you tell people ahead of time. So if you're on Facebook Marketplace using FaceSnap, I would tell the person you're buying from or selling to, hey, I just want you to know I use FaceSnap. I'll be meeting with you at this address, but I'm going to be taking an image. I do this to protect myself. But our app knows your exact GPS location. You don't have to key it in. It knows exactly where you are, whether you're showing a property, driving to the next showing, or you're in an Uber, street by street, road by road, it knows exactly where you are. When you register for either app, you enter your three emergency contacts. That's a one-step process. We've been busy, and we want to make sure you get the help you need. The second thing our app will do, as you create a meeting with FaceNap or a showing with Safe Showings, it's going to ask you who you're with. Who are you meeting with? That's the key component that can catch the criminal if there's a crime committed. So you know who you're going to meet with in most cases. There are examples. You might not know the Uber's full name and phone number, but you get the drift. You can put something in that field to let authorities know who you are with. And then after you put in who you're with, the app will prompt you to take an image of the person. If it's a buyer and you have a family or a husband and a wife, just take one photo. It's the actionable step of taking that image that lets every person know you're in control of safety. If you are attacked and your phone is destroyed, your three emergency contacts will still be sent the exact last location of the phone if it's destroyed, and an image of the person you were with if you took that picture. So that's how the app works. There's actually feature. There's a 911 section of our app that enables you to press a button, emergency alarm, and it calls 911 in 10 seconds. And it sends your three emergency contacts, your exact location, who you're with, and an image of their face.
Very good. Very, very, very safe. I'm very intrigued. I can't wait to check this out more. I'm on your site, your safeshowings.com, kind of looking at it as you're talking. And so I encourage all the listeners, if you're a realtor, check that out. If you are just anybody, check out the FaceMap. That sounds really, really interesting. Now let's kind of pivot just a little bit and talk for a few minutes about, because we do have a lot of entrepreneurs listening, obviously by the name of the title of the show, but let's help them, because this is, you're a realtor,
yeah.
And you created an app, like two completely different worlds, but you yourself said that you were an entrepreneur at heart, and so your brain was constantly looking and thinking about these different things or these different opportunities or these different ideas. Most entrepreneurs lay awake at night with brainstorms constantly, right? So let's talk about that and that journey of actually doing that. What was, you know, your biggest challenge because you said this just happened 3 years ago, so you managed to pull this together fairly quickly. What was that journey like? What was your challenges? What was kind of, map us through that?
Oh, I have to give credit to God. I've been introduced, and part of my story is my first business partner that I met. I was in D.C. I was getting ready to promote our app, and I was there to walk the trade show floor and get ideas. And I was on my own, really. I start the development of the first version of our app, and there's this guy standing in the stairwell. I'm ready to get breakfast and coffee, and he looked like this. Who are you? I've seen you 4 times. And I told myself if I saw you again, I was going to introduce myself. And that's not a coincidence. We met in D.C., but he's my business partner now. You have to look for opportunities. You have to surround yourself with like-minded people. And part of my success has been blessings, and it's also been being at the right place at the right time, researching. I joined a cohort. They interviewed, I think, 45 entrepreneurial companies and selected 7. And I was the oldest one in the room. I'm 57. But it's being around people that are like you. This was a 14-week course. They bring people in that have done what you've done, and you learn from them. They bring in experts on all different fields, and that helps you. And then at the end, you do your pitch on stage in front of 100 people. That's the most nerve-wracking part for most people. Most people fear public speaking over death, and I have become comfortable with it, and I never thought I would be able to do that. I've also encouraged those listening to look at 1 Million Cups. That gives you the same kind of experience. You learn how to tell your story and give your pitch in front of others in a room with like-minded people that will give you advice and encourage you along the way.
I love everything that you're saying, because I think it's so very important that we, as entrepreneurs, you really, really, really have to stretch outside of your comfort zone. You can have the most amazing idea in the world, and yours is a perfect example of that. Amazing idea, amazing business, amazing app, amazing, you know, where all that goes. And I love the story that it's later in life. We're going to have a conversation about that sometime in the future. But being really knowing that you have to put yourself in the position where you can be in the right place at the right time. And it's not always about talking about yourself and your product, but being open to learn and to take in information from other experts and allow their wisdom to help mold you and bring you along on your journey. And being at an expo with the open mind of seeing what's out there, as well as making connections. I go annually to a large Women Entrepreneurs International Conference. And 9 times out of 10, I don't really have an agenda. My goal is to go and to just be with other like-minded individuals and just see what happens. See who, for you, we're going to meet in the stairway, right? Who's going to be there?
It happens over and over. One day I will write a book. It should be sooner than later. It'll be about my journey, and it'll have some humor in it as well, because I don't want to say everything's been easy. It hasn't. I've struggled daily with different things, technology of all things, just using my laptop and something happens. You know, these are the things that can distract you and frustrate you. But if you have a purpose and you know what your why is, you know why you're doing it, and you know that the world needs it, it's not something you'll give up on. It's going to continue to inspire you to keep going. When I talk about the struggles that I've had, it's more of, well, I believe in the product, but the revenue doesn't come instantly. And a lot of money is spent when you develop an app. I don't know if those listening know that, but it's hard, because your heart and soul's into it. And I can thankfully say that just this past May, we started making revenue. And it's 3 years without any revenue. So it does take time sometimes for certain products. I wish it were sooner. But when I started, I do have 2 business partners. One of my partners was a little more impatient. He wanted revenue quickly. And the other partner was more experienced. And he, as we met together on a regular basis, the one that has had many companies said, you can't turn a business into fast revenue quickly in all cases. Sometimes it takes 3 to 5 years. So I encourage people to surround themselves with the right people, never give up, and just keep asking for help if you need it. Because people do want to help other entrepreneurs. If they've been through it, they want to share what they've learned and how they've pivoted. And I've done that many times.
I love that. I think it's very important. One of the things that you said is that it does take time. Often it's not, sometimes impatience is the destruction, and poor planning. If you know that there's going to be a time period where it's a business growth period, and it takes money to make money, it doesn't always come overnight. That's a very good lesson. So have this in your plan, ladies. This is something that you've got to think about. If you know that it may take 2 or 3 years or 3 to 5 years to really turn a substantial profit, then have that worked out in your business plan. Be aware of that so that that does not kill your idea and your business as a whole, because you may have the most amazing idea or thought or business or book or app or whatever, and if you don't have a plan, you're going in thinking that you're going to be, you know, supporting yourself overnight. That may not always happen. It may happen in some cases, depending on what the product is and depending on if it's already there, but it's something to definitely think about and keep in mind. Have a plan. So, Helen, tell us, what What has been the best part about being an entrepreneur for you?
Oh, I love what I do. Right now, after the pandemic started and travel as much, we did just get back from a big national convention in California. But prior to just a week ago, it's been 2 years since I've traveled. And I love being in front of people face to face. But I tell them my story on Zoom calls. I have a pitch that I would rather do that than anything, because I share what happened to me. I share how this solution can deter crime. And when I hear feedback from associations and they're telling me, oh my gosh, thank you for creating this, or what you've done, I haven't seen anything like it. It just, it makes my day. It makes me keep going. It's those little nuggets of encouragement that keep pushing me along. And it's pivoting. Oh my gosh, I didn't know that word so well since being in this industry. I mean, you have to pivot. You have to fail fast. You find out something's not working, pivot and try something different. With me, it was not understanding apps. And, you know, we were signing last year during the pandemic, we were signing on state associations, but the pricing model didn't work. I had to learn that pretty quickly. I'll give you an example. Think of California, for example, how big they are, and they have over 220,000 realtors. And when you sign a partner like that, you're thinking, oh my gosh, if I only get 1% download, that's X number. You know, there's my revenue. But you can't always count on that. You have to pivot and look at other ways to present the solution that's affordable to the members, and you're making some revenue. That's so important.
Yeah. Yeah. So constantly, and this is, I couldn't agree more. Again, one of the things in the last, you know, because I've been working with entrepreneurs for over a decade now, one of our non-strengths in our brain, as a brain lady, as I like to explain it, is that we see the big picture and we don't always focus on the details and see the things that, okay, I need to pay attention to this detail and I need to do that, what you said, pivot, or I need to make a quick change so that we can adapt to this situation or we can become better in this situation. Or when you have those failures, looking at them as a stepping stone to success, right? This, what can I learn from this? How can I do better? And those are things that sometimes discourage the big picture entrepreneur. They don't track those little things, and because they don't track those little things, they don't learn from them, and then they wind up making the same mistake over and over and wind up with a fail in the business. So very good advice to just really look at the things and reanalyze, okay, what do I need to change to make this particular situation successful is great advice. Great advice. So you talked a little bit. Yeah, absolutely. Is it, love these little tidbits, Helen, love them, and I'm sure they'll be helpful to our listeners. Now, going back to the app for just a second, there has to be, and you probably found this as you were walking through the shows that you've been at, how does your app, what makes it unique? And I'm kind of grouping both of your apps together. What you explained a lot of details. It seems really, really detailed, which I would think that's what makes it unique. I personally have not looked at what other apps there might be out there that would be considered in your realm. What makes your particular one head and shoulders above the others, so to speak?
Oh, I love that question, because I spent a lot of time doing research on our National Association of Realtors website, NAR is what the acronym is. But we have other products on that site, and we've been there 3 years, and I've looked at all of them. And my background right out of college in 1986, I managed apartments. I was a property manager in D.C. area. And I, back in the 80s, we made our renters coming into empty apartments surrender a driver's license to see an apartment, and that was for the protection of the leasing agent. We knew if we held on to an ID, that would let that person know they would be caught, that they could be caught. So from that background, when I had that situation happen to me and I was looking at other products on that are available, there was nothing out there that was dynamic. And I'll have to, this is part of a pivot story. I back up to the story where I said I was in D.C. and I met my business partner. At that point, the first version of my app was, I was passionate about getting an image of a driver's license, and that came from my background in property management. But when I met my business partner and we got back to Charleston, he said, why are you getting an image of a driver's license? And I told him my reason, my background in property management. And he said, F that. He said, you need to get a picture of a face. He's very intense. And his background's in artificial intelligence. He said, think about it, Helen. When you take an image with a camera, the person's not, it's not going to be a fake image. It's not a fake ID. It's their face.
Right.
And people can't say they forgot their face. So there's no app out there that encourages the image of the face. There are apps that call for help. I like to give the analogy of proactive versus reactive. If I had a gun 3.5 years ago on the porch with three men and I was being attacked, I would not have been able to take control of that gun to defend myself. I would have, it would have taken too long. A gun is reactive unless you tell somebody or they see it on your hip. Same thing with one of the products that's a competitor is a background check. I think that's great, but if you don't tell every buyer you're running the background check, they don't know you're in control of safety. Remember, the number one fear a criminal has is not getting it's getting caught, not the punishment for their crime. It's getting caught. They're cowards. So mm-hmm. we have to think outside the box. We have to be proactive about our safety. And our app, there's nothing that takes an image of a face. It goes to a cyber secure cloud. It sends that image and your exact location to your three emergency contacts, plus it has a built-in feature to call 911. Most of the products that are in our industry either just alert your emergency contacts where you are, but if 3.5 years ago, if I relied on that type of product, whether it's pressing a piece of jewelry or a lockbox that calls my emergency contacts and texts them where I am, that I might be in trouble, if they had attacked me and killed me, all that does is tell my emergency contacts where to find my body. It doesn't
right.
help authorities find the criminal. So there were enough gaps that I found. I was looking for three things. I wanted a product after that situation happened to me that tells every single person I'm in control of safety. Don't mess with me. And the second two things I was looking for is I want my emergency contacts to know exactly where I am, because that day I said nobody knows where I am and who I'm mm-hmm. with, because if there's a crime committed, I want the criminal to be caught. So those are the biggest differences is we teach that you be proactive and you tell people what you're doing. If you're getting in an Uber and you're using FaceSnap, you walk around safely or you let them know, oops, I got to get an image of your face, and you get in the car and they're going to ask you why. Well, I use a safety app called FaceSnap. I care about safety. It's just the world we live in. Get me to my destination safely. You know, we
yeah.
have to be more confident and, you know, say it the way you want to say it, but it's the actionable step of taking that image that can save your life.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that, the technology. Being able to use technology to our, you know, actually save our lives, that's pretty powerful. Well, it was so interesting listening to your journey and just listening to your product. I mean, definitely something that I will be checking out personally. I travel a lot for business. I'm always in a strange city, strange being just different, right? Just not my hometown. Doing keynotes or corporate trainings or whatever it is. And yeah, I use the Ubers and I use the, well, actually, not a fan of Uber, so I use Lyft, but I use the taxis or the transportation if I'm not renting a car. It's definitely a situation that I could see using your product. So thank you for creating it, and thank you for being on the program today. Any last final encouraging thought or little tidbit of advice that you want to share with our listeners?
Just stay aware of opportunities. They're out there. If something in your gut tells you strongly that there's a need for a solution, no matter what it is, I'll go back to one idea I had. I'm tall, and I thought I would come up with tall clothing for tall people, not just big and tall, but tall. You can call it, you know, just tall or whatever. I needed to have a department store that had a tall section for women. whatever it is, if there's a gap and there's a need for it, just stay with it, because you're given these nuggets in life for a reason. We're all here for a reason. Just pay attention and follow your heart.
I love it. I love it. Well, Helen, thank you so much for being on the program today. You were a delight to talk to for this morning. So thank you for that.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, so sweet. And for anyone, all of Helen's information, the website, following her on Facebook, all of that is there on the show page for today's show, How to Protect Yourself as a Woman in Business in a Man's World with Helen Hudson. So be sure to stay connected with her. If you like the program, if you are a realtor and you want to get in touch with, you know what, Helen, if you're still there,
Yes.
looking at the show page and I'm seeing what looks like probably we have the wrong email. It looks like the email we might have is for Melissa at Nelson Strategic. That's not you, right?
Right. My direct email for anyone that wants to reach out, it's my first name, Helen, H-E-L-E-N, at safeshowings.com, safeshowings.com. Our 800 number is 800-268-8437.
Perfect.
And our apps are both in the app store.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, they're both in the app store
And one is Safe Showings and one is FaceMap, right?
Yes. One is Safe Showings for individual realtors is only $4.99 per month. It has more features than the other app. And then FaceMap right now is free.
Awesome. You know what? I will have my assistants go ahead and get that information put up on the show page so any individual that might be listening as they're driving or in their mobile office or whatever that may look like can simply go to the Women Entrepreneurs Show page and pull that information directly off of there as well. Helen, thank you once again for being our guest today.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Well, as everyone heard, some wonderful tidbits. If you like this show, if you think that there are realtors out there or even people who travel a lot like me, right, that would benefit from one of these apps or just from listening to Helen's journey and finding out how she took her passion or an idea that came to her and in 3 years turned it into a very functional, profitable business. So this is great tidbits of wisdom information that all women in business should hear. Be sure to click like button and share this program on your favorite social media. That would be awesome. And if you want more information about becoming part of the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire world that we are creating here, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. That is your one-stop shop for women's success and wisdom. There is where we have other experts. One of our biggest things that we're creating is just this online directory for $25 a year. This is not a month, a year. You can have your entire profile up on the website and cross-link it over to your site. So if you've heard about this SEO stuff, that helps with SEO, helps just to drive more traffic, which is what we all want. So we encourage you to take advantage of that. If you have a topic you'd like to hear discussed on the Women Entrepreneurs Show, or you have an idea for a guest, or you yourself are a dynamic woman in business and would like to be interviewed on the program, then be sure to reach out. Send us an email at info@women, this is all plural, so Women Entrepreneurs, with an S, extraordinaire.com. I know it's a mouthful. Or to Kelly, who is our liaison, K-E-L-L-I, at womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. And we'll get back with you. Put in the subject box what it is you want, you know, more information, idea for a topic, or great interview potential guest, then put that in there. Or membership, maybe you're interested in membership. Be sure to join our Women Entrepreneurs Group on Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Group on Facebook. It is free And you can join in there and just help us get this information out. We are so excited. We are in over 12 countries now. We're really getting a large following in Europe, in Australia, in different countries. We're having guests from all different parts of the world. So wherever you are at, we welcome you to be part of our group. All right, until next week, I want to leave this show, as I leave all of my shows, to just encourage everyone with all of the stresses that are out there, try to focus on moment to moment and simply enjoy as many of them as you can. So go out there today and enjoy every moment.